وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to Islamic Economy, a program that specifically deals with matters pertaining to Islamic economy, how to spend our wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the path towards economic prosperity? How do we maintain this Islamic economic prosperity? What are the things that are obligatory with regard to matters on economy? And what are the things that Islam prohibits with regard to spending and Islamic economy? These are some of the things that inshallah we will be looking into in this program. And this program has been established to make us understand how important is the message of the current leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect his humble being for all of the Muslims, and he has instructed the people to understand that this solar year is the year of economic struggle. So because of that, to understand this, we have established this program for you, oh dear listeners. We were discussing on one of the very important manifestations of at-tajliya, that is, you know, adhering to the laws of Islam strictly. When a person adheres to these laws, that is when he can attain and achieve economic prosperity. Otherwise, if a person doesn't adhere to the Islamic laws and sins, then he would not gain that economic prosperity. Even the material prosperity depends in or on adhering to the laws of Islam strictly. So among the examples that we mentioned, the first example that we gave was on zakat. And zakat terminologically refers to the poor rate and the tax that is on the wealth of people who have certain items which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, and even the Holy Prophet has also mentioned in his traditions that there are some items which if a person has up to a certain extent, it is obligatory on him to pay zakat. And zakat is of course a poor rate or a tax on the wealth of those people so that they can feed or they can support the poor mu'mins, the poor believers, the poor faithful people. And so that, you know, the barrier between the wealthy and the poor is removed. If you look at the obligation of zakat, it is interesting to mention this beautiful tradition that when chapter 9, verse number 103, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِمَا وَصَّلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Take charity from their possessions to cleanse them and purify them thereby and bless them. Indeed, your blessing is a comfort to them, and Allah is all-hearing and all-knowing. So, this, of course, the word that is employed here is sadaqah, but the Mufassirun and the exegetes of the Holy Quran have mentioned that this sadaqah is referring to zakat, that is sadaqatun wajiba. There is one sadaqa which is mustahab, which is supererogatory, that is very much recommended, and it wards off evil, and it has very many advantages. And we have another sadaqa which is known as sadaqa wajiba, that means obligatory sadaqa, which is zakat itself.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريكي يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي.
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy, every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
إلا آيات للحب.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي. فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب.
امنحني القدرة.
Anyway, when this verse was revealed, the Holy Prophet ordered a caller to announce a message. And he called the people saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى قَدْ فَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمُ الزَّكَاةِ كَمَا فَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Indeed, Allah the Blessed and Exalted has made obligatory on you the poor rate, that is the zakat. He has made it obligatory on you. In the way He has made obligatory on you the prayer. So this was what the caller said and started announcing after the Holy Prophet had ordered him to do so. Then, when 1 year passed, he called a caller to announce his message. This was another message that, you know, when the 12th month of the year set in, he called a caller to announce another message, which the caller announced, and the caller said to the Muslims, أيها المسلمون زكوا أموالكم تقبل صلاتكم. O Muslims, purify your wealth and your prayer will be accepted. Of course, the word that has been employed in this call is zakku. Zakku means give the poor rate. But the word zakat is interesting. It has two connotations. It also signifies purification and also signifies development. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. When we say قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, it means verily the one who has purified the soul or has developed the soul has been felicitous. He has got prosperity. From here you come to know that the word zakat is profound. It has two different connotations. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O Muslims, zakku amwalakum, pay the poor rate of your wealth or purify your wealth. Tuqbalu salatukum, your salat and your fasting is going to be accepted, your prayer is going to be accepted. This also tells us how close is the relationship between paying the poor rate, that is zakat, and prayers. If a person does not pay the zakat and it is obligatory on him, then his prayer is not accepted. This is a very clear indication of that. Having known this, that, you know, this had been made obligatory by the Holy Prophet, he told a caller to go and call to the people and tell them that zakat is wajib. And after 1 year, or after 11 months had passed and the 12th had come or transpired, he also again called the caller and told the caller to go and call among the people and invite them to zakat and remind them that zakat is affiliated to salat. If a person, it is obligatory on him to pay zakat because he meets the condition, but he does not pay zakat, then his salat is not going to be accepted. And that's why, look at this sentence painstakingly again. I would like to repeat it. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ زَكُّوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ تقبل صلاتكم. O Muslims, pay the poor rate of your wealth and your salat and your prayer is going to be accepted. And we know how important is the prayer to be accepted. In قُبِلَتْ قُبِلَ مَا سِوَاهَا, according to a tradition, that if salat is accepted, then the other deeds are accepted. It is as if the salat and the prayer that we are performing forms the main unit of other actions to be accepted. Having known this, now we go to a very important information on zakat, and that is, what is the philosophy of zakat? Before we come to some details on zakat, obviously this program is not for explaining the different laws of zakat that can be found in the different Islamic laws manuals. If you go and see, they are available in bookshops, in the internet, and other places of information. So a person can go to these places and see what are the Islamic laws with regard to zakat. But what we would like to explain is briefly what zakat is all about and what is the philosophy of zakat. Now, having known that zakat was made compulsory during the time of the Holy Prophet, let us look at the philosophy of zakat. Why was zakat legislated? Why was it prescribed? Why was it made obligatory? There is a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, worthy of reflection. In the book Man La Yahduruhu Al-Faqih of Sheikh Saduq, he mentions in volume 2, pages 7 to 8, he says that Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said. Now this Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam mentions the philosophy of zakat. He says, إِنَّمَا وُضِعَتِ الزَّكَاةُ اِخْتِبَارًا لِلْأَغْنِيَاءِ وَمَعُونَةً لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَلَوْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ أَدُّوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ مَا بَقِيَ مُسْلِمٌ فَقِيرًا مُحْتَاجًا وَلَا اسْتَغْنَى بِمَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ وَإِنَّ النَّاسَ مَا افْتَقَرُوا وَلَا احْتَاجُوا وَلَا جَاعُوا وَلَا عَرَوْا إِلَّا بِذُنُوبِ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ وَحَقِيقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَنْ يَمْنَعَ رَحْمَتَهُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ حَقِّ اللَّهِ فِي مَالِهِ. And then he continues, obviously I'm reading the Arabic, then I will give you the translation, but the Arabic also is very important. Because we are running out of time, inshallah, we will stop over here. In our next program, we will continue. In short, what we have mentioned in this program is one of the extensions and one of the examples of at-tajliya, that is adhering to the Islamic laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regard to Islamic economy, one of the best examples is that of zakat that we mentioned, the poor rate that has been made obligatory on those who meet the conditions of giving. The poor rate, and that, as we said, that it has, number one, it was made obligatory, and number two, we came to realize how important it is with regard to a person's prayer. A person's prayer cannot be accepted if he does not pay zakat, and it is wajib on him and compulsory on him to do so. Inshallah, in our next episode, we will continue reading that tradition that we just started reading pertaining to the philosophy of zakat. With this, we come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
O my Creator, O Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah, O Allah, the Most Gracious. Ya Rabbi bin Mustafa, balligh maqasidana, waghfir lana ma mada, Ya wasi al-karami. O my Creator, O Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, the Most Gracious.